now the fly was overwhelmed with this deep generosity of Stendhal's give of the foodage, because all life likes stuff of a foodage. He looked at Stan and said, "Is there anything I can reciprocate or do in the joy of return for your generosity for giving me food and stuffy?" "Stan, I'm looking for the other half of the moon and dangly. This is my folly. Show me where the missing half of that moon." "I don't know," said the fly returly, "but I know someone who know. If only I were big enough to transport him most, I'd take it there myself, I would do this." And Stan, having the possessive power of the magic hold, stand it over, roll it up the sleeve, wavely hand, hovery, 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 and utter these magic words, "If all the flies were one fly, what a great enormous fly for Lollipop that would bold. Oh, and there, incredible buzz, oh dear, hovery, hovery." Now the fly recoiled with these wordage: "Not only will I transport them there, but I'll sing it a deep joy of a song load in your eardrums. That I will do."
If tomorrow was today, it would be yesterday. The sun is surely just a thought away. Where visions that men fail to put to words to tell, and the music that they try but cannot play. Shall go out.